Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
If clean water for your family is important to you, give my friends at CDI a call and you can have your home's water tested and find out if you need a new water filtration system. For a small fee, you can have peace of mind knowing your family has clean water. If you need a water filtration system, CDI will even apply the fee to your new system. Give my friends at CDI a call at 256-679-8181 or check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com.
You know the drill.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the brand new Island Life exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
Tiffin Motorhomes is a proud sponsor of The Mark White Show. Tiffin Motorhomes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorhomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motorhomes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Roughing it smoothly.
Go for it.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Try again.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Rubber.
Where the rubber meets the road. Where the rubber meets the road.
Rubber.
Where the rubber, meets the road.
Where the rubber meets the road. That's McCleary Tire, located at 611 East Hobb Street in Athens.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. Our new campus opens spring 2019. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Today's show is dedicated to the memory of Natalie Dawn Willard of Kingman, Arizona. Natalie was diagnosed with stage 4 high-risk neuroblastoma at Phoenix Children's Hospital on February 25th, 2016. She relapsed in June 2018. Natalie passed away this morning after a long, courageous battle. She passed away peacefully in her sleep, surrounded by loved ones, and our deepest condolences to the Willard family. This show is dedicated to Natalie Dawn Willard. Please keep that family in your prayers as they go through this unimaginable struggle of losing their precious little one. And if you look at the picture on the Mark White Show Facebook, just a beautiful little girl. And she fought so hard, but she kept a great attitude during that time. And her mother alluded to that even to the point of death, that she was such a special little girl. With Memorial Day being a couple of weeks ago and D-Day commemorations happening just this past week, I wanted to consider the survivors who have lost loved ones in military service. With that thought in mind, I reached out to Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors, also known as TAPS, and TAPS arranged for me to speak with Vice President of Survivor Care, Audrey Bugelstitch. She's on the line now, and I'm happy to have Audrey on the phone line with me to talk about TAPS and the support that they give those who have lost loved ones through military service. Welcome to the program, Audrey.
Thanks, Mark. I'm really happy to be here.
Well, thank you for joining me. I appreciate that. I did notice through some form of media about TAPS and the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors, and I wanted my listeners to be able to hear about your program and know that there is a way to reach out an organization who's prepared to help them.
Thank you so much. You know, it's such an incredible organization, and you know, I've been a part of this organization since my husband died back in 1997. So, you know, being a recipient of the care that they provide, you know, it's incredible personally to receive that. And as a collection of survivors across the country and around the world, we want to pay it forward from the experiences that we've had as well.
What are the services that TAPS offers to survivors?
Well, I'll say when we were first formed, you know, we formed back in 1994 after a couple of years of really looking at the services that were being provided by the government. And we were wanting to just identify the gaps in the care that was being provided. And so after spending a couple of years really just seeing what those services are and identifying those gaps, we landed on four core services that are still the primary focus for TAPS today. The first of which is our 24/7 helpline that provides emotional support for anyone who has had a military loss. And so the helpline is one of our core services. The second is peer-based emotional support. So we have a peer mentor program that we connect newly bereaved military families to loved ones across the country who have also experienced those losses. And so they are able to mentor one another through their grief. The third is casework. We have families that come to us very early in their grief, and they have experienced losses that create financial strain, or they need assistance with military paperwork or burial or that type of thing. And so casework is a very active component of being able to help stabilize our families. And then community-based care is our opportunity to connect families beyond the peer support into therapeutic support in their local community with support groups, with therapists who volunteer their time to work with the families. So those are our four core services which remain. And then we've built programs around all of those core services to bring people together across the country.
One of the key components, of course, to TAPS is the founder, Bonnie Carroll, who was a recipient of the Presidential Medal of Freedom and retired U.S. Air Force Reserve officer and surviving her spouse, Tom Carroll, a former staffer in the Reagan and Bush White Houses, and she started TAPS. Tell us about Bonnie.
Bonnie is one of the most incredibly compassionate people I've known in my entire life. She has always put others above herself. She's constantly seeking ways to support military families and to address their needs and really meet them where those needs are. You know, she had the horrible misfortune of having lost her husband in a plane crash in 1992. And so, you know, having that experience as a bereaved military spouse really launched her on this journey. And one of the things that she found during those early days of her loss is that there was a piece that was missing, the piece that she found, that comfort that she found from connecting with the other spouses who also lost their husbands in that crash, really was the impetus that led her down this journey to begin TAPS. And so she's an incredible individual. I'm completely honored to have been mentored by her in my early days and continuing. So she's definitely poured herself into the legacy of caring for our military families. And her Presidential Medal of Freedom was certainly well-deserved.
Well, we appreciate Bonnie and what she has done to found TAPS. Also, Diana Hosford, who helped to have the vision and create a program that would allow for sports. And young people, of course, love sports. And in a time where they're grieving over the loss of a loved one, I can't really think of anything that's much better than getting them involved in sports.
You know, what's amazing about this, our sports and entertainment department, is that you know, it's hard. It's hard to sit down and talk about your grief, especially with strangers. Well, with anyone, really. You feel like you're burdening your family very often. And if you're burdening your family, you're going to feel like you're burdening other people as well. And some people just don't feel comfortable to lean into their grief by having that open immediate conversation. And so what's beautiful about our sports and entertainment department is that we're able to provide an opportunity for people to get in proximity to one another, and they have this connection of this military loss, but it's not an intimidating thing for them to come to. And so everyone wants to remember their loved one. We all want to be able to say their names. And so to marry up this idea that we can honor this person who has passed in such a beautiful way that's meaningful, would be meaningful to them in life, by connecting a family with a sport that perhaps their loved one really cherished, you know, getting in proximity to others whose loved ones are also being honored, that really creates these organic opportunities for people to have meaningful relationships that develop. And then from that, a lot of beautiful grief work can transpire. It's very healing and unintimidating.
Yes. And Kim Ruoko, who is part of the Suicide Post Prevention and Prevention, because we don't necessarily lose military members just in battle and some of these tragic accidents that occur, but sometimes we lose them in suicide. I have a friend right now, Van Booth, who is walking across the country for Operation Song, and he is walking for those who suffer from PTSD. And of course, suicide is a major issue when it comes to the military and the rate that we have military members committing suicide.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's such a relevant conversation for us to be having. We absolutely have to do a better job of understanding how to support people, both the people who are having these horrific experiences of PTSD as a result of their service, but certainly the families that are left behind as well. You know, one of the things we know is that when you've experienced a loss to suicide, you are at increased risk of having thoughts of suicide yourself. And so to be able to come alongside families who have experienced that trauma, very often they've personally experienced or have been present for the death itself, to be able to do any part that we can to help stabilize that so that family can get to the point where they can, you know, open up and share this trauma and to process it and hopefully come out on the other side of that trauma having some type of post-traumatic growth, that they're able to heal through that. It's incredibly important to us, and certainly the heavy focus of Kim Ruoko and her team.
And Kim lost her husband to suicide as well, and I notice there is the connection to each person I have called off so far that they have lost a loved one in the military service.
Yeah, and you know, that's what initially brings us together. It's an opportunity for us to continue to say our loved ones' names. You know, for me to continue to say my husband Jason's name even after 22 years. We don't ever want to lose that. We want to continue to honor and do something that creates meaning from our loss, which, you know, further continues the bonds that we have with the person who's died. You know, it's not keeping one foot in the past and one foot in the present, but it's honoring the past for sure. And I love that the work that we are all able to do is something that we can do in honor of that person to continue their memory.
And speaking of that, Ellen Andrews, Senior Advisor, Survivor Services, she was awarded the Thomas C. Carroll Distinguished Service Award, which keeps his legacy alive through people at TAPS who are doing a substantial amount of volunteer work.
Yeah, you know, it's incredible. The volunteers that we have across the country who are supporting our loved ones through, you know, all sorts of activities that we have, whether they are coming into our headquarters and helping us with letter campaigns, or they're helping us to mail resource kits to families, or they're coming alongside us as peer mentors who have experienced a loss and they are embedding within all of our events and seminars and supporting our families. I mean, the volunteers who work with TAPS really are force multipliers for us. We have to have that grassroots foundation of volunteers who are helping us to spend this time with families, and we couldn't do it without them, certainly.
And speaking of time with families, we certainly don't want to leave out Erin Jacobson. She's Senior Advisor with Outreach and Engagement. She lost her fiancé, an Army Ranger. He was Jason Kessler, And she joined, of course, she leads workshops and retreats with the emphasis on empowerment, peer connection, and experimental-based grief work. Let's talk about that with the peer-to-peer work.
Sure. You know, what's incredible about our empowerment retreats is that we are able to take a group of people, a smaller group of people, because it is a smaller event, bring them into a space that is incredibly healing, just the space itself. And then to take lay over that the empowerment curriculum that allows people to really explore where they are now as a result of that grief. You know, we change so much in relation to the world around us. So much about us changes. Maybe our occupation changes, our relationships change, and certainly our identity. So much of our identity, Erin. You know, she lost her fiancé, and her identity was wrapped up in this idea that she would then go on to be his wife. And, you know, having lost that, what does that leave her? And so the empowerment program has really sprung out of the work that Erin has done to be able to help find her own renewed sense of identity through the work that she's done. So, again, that's an opportunity to pay forward the benefit that we have of that personal experience, and then lay on top of that the professional experience of working in a program and developing something like empowerment. It's peer support really at its best, because it's born out of her own personal experience, which gives great credibility to the things that we are able to share with others, because you know when someone else has been there and experienced that they're speaking from that place of genuineness.
We're talking to Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors, known as TAPS, Vice President of Survivor Care, Audrey Bugelstidsk, and she has been talking about the programs that are available through TAPS. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I want to have a call for action. This will be an opportunity for listeners to find out how they can, if you will, tap into TAPS and find out more about it. There's so many resources and programs. I would encourage you during the break to go to TAPS.org, that's TAPS.org, and start checking it out, the resources that are available. If you know somebody who is going through the loss of someone that was in military service, I encourage you to share this with them. Let them know about this special show. Share it with your friends and let them know, because that's what this is about, is bringing awareness and then taking action. So we'll be back with Audrey when we come back. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. If clean water for your family is important to you, give my friends at CDI a call, and you can have your home's water tested and find out if you need a new water filtration system. For a small fee, you can have peace of mind knowing your family has clean water. If you need a water filtration system, CDI will even apply the fee to your new system. Give my friends at CDI a call at 256-679-8181 or check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com.
You know the drill.
Go for it.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Try again.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Rubber, rubber.
Where the rubber meets the road. Where the rubber meets the road.
Rubber.
Where the rubber, meets the road.
Where the rubber meets the road. That's McClary Tire, located at 611 East Hobbs Street in Athens.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Suzanne's Bakery and Eatery has now been serving up fresh baked items to Athens and North Alabama for over 12 years. Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256 856-232-8210.
Fresh Baked.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
If clean water for your family is important to you, give my friends at CDI a call and you can have your home's water tested and find out if you need a new water filtration system. For a small fee, you can have peace of mind knowing your family has clean water. If you need a water filtration system, CDI will even apply the fee to your new system. Give my friends at CDI a call at 256-679-8181 or check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com.
You know the drill.
Heroes come in every shape and size, making special sacrifices for others in their lives. No one gives them medals, the world don't know their names, but in someone's eyes, heroes just the same.
We are back. You're listening to The Mark White Show. I'm your host, Mark White. Before we start talking to Audrey again, I wanted to let listeners know that today's show is dedicated to the memory of Natalie Dawn Willard of Kingman, Arizona. Natalie was diagnosed with stage 4 high-risk neuroblastoma at Phoenix Children's Hospital on February 25th, 2016. She relapsed in June 2018. Natalie passed away this morning after a long, courageous battle. She passed away peacefully in her sleep, surrounded by loved ones, and our deepest condolences to the Willard family. This show is dedicated to Natalie Dawn Willard. Please keep that family in your prayers as they go through this unimaginable struggle of losing their precious little one. And if you look at the picture on the Mark White Show Facebook, just a beautiful little girl. And she fought so hard, but she kept a great attitude during that time. And her mother alluded to that even to the point of death, that she was such a special little girl. With Memorial Day being a couple of weeks ago and D-Day commemorations happening this past week, we've been talking to Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors, Vice President of Survivor Care, Audrey Bugelstich, and she is still on the line with us. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Audrey.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Yes, I'm very glad that you're here, and I'm thankful for the resources that TAPS is offering and the fact that listeners can hear today if they did already not already know about TAPS, and now they can find out more about it. Let's have the call to action and how people can utilize the resources, and then how people, because you said that people are connected because of their losses, how they can be a part of TAPS.
Well, you know, people come to us through so many different avenues. We have active duty losses. The casualty officers from each of those branches are informing the families about TAPS, and they are able to release their information to us so that we can reach out to them. And certainly, you know, there are veterans and retirees across the country who also could use, their families could use that support. So the primary way for people to get to us is by calling our National Military Survivor Helpline. It's a 24/7 number. That number is 202-588-8277. And it's staffed by people who have experienced trauma themselves and loss. And so we are there 24/7 to be able to take those calls, even the 2 a.m. in the morning when you can't sleep and you've had a loss and need somebody to talk to. It all really begins there, assessing what the needs are and just listening to the heart and the story and then connecting people as appropriate to whatever's going to be most helpful for them at that time.
One of the resources I think is very beneficial to those who have yet to contact TAPS would be some of the publications that are available, whether it's for children or for an adult who's grieving after the loss of a loved one in the military.
Yeah, absolutely. We do send out to families who contact us a resource kit. And that resource kit has a variety of materials in it to help orient a person to the grief experience. It can be very disorienting. And when you're feeling disoriented in your grief and you're being struck by waves of emotion that are difficult to kind of wrap your head around, you know, just knowing that what you're experiencing is a normal reaction to that event can be really helpful for a person. So we send out grief materials. If the loss was by suicide, there are also suicide-related materials to help stabilize that as well and to explain some of loss by suicide. And then if there are children involved, we also send materials for children to help the caregivers for those children be able to process their grief, which is different depending on your age. So we have different materials depending on the age. And we just want to make sure and be able to get those in the hands of parents. You know, having a conversation with a child over a death can be very difficult, especially as there are greater levels of trauma. And how do you explain death? How do you explain something that is difficult to understand when you don't have that that same kind of tangible experience of life that a child has, and you can't understand passing. So we want to be able to just support families around that conversation as well. All the materials are geared toward that.
We are talking about those who've lost loved ones in military service. We've been talking to Audrey Bugelstich, and she's Vice President of Survivor Care with TAPS. One of the things that, as we close out, people can donate by going to TAPS.org. and donate to the organization. Also, there are ways to volunteer. I encourage people to go to the website and check it out. That, once again, is TAPS.org, T-A-P-S.org. Thank you, Audrey, for joining me today.
It was my true pleasure. Thank you so much for having us on.
Thank you, Audrey. That was Audrey Bugelstich with Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors, also known as TAPS. We appreciate them bringing her on today. And if you know someone who needs this service, please let them know about this. Folks, we're going to come back in just a minute. We'll be talking to Taylor Duncan. You've been listening to The Mark White Show. I'm your host, Mark White.
Go for it.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Try again.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Rubber, rubber.
Where the rubber meets the road. Where the rubber meets the road.
Rubber.
Where the rubber... Where the rubber meets the road.
Where the rubber meets the road.
That's McClary Tire, located at 611 East Hobbs Street in Athens.
Where the rubber meets the road.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato. It is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the brand new Island Life exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
Suzanne's Bakery and Eatery has now been serving up fresh baked items to Athens and North Alabama for over 12 years. Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
helps in roofing and construction.
Once again, for those just joining us, today's show is dedicated to the memory of Natalie Dawn Willard of Kingman, Arizona. Natalie was diagnosed with stage 4 high-risk neuroblastoma, Phoenix Children's Hospital, on February 25th, 2016. After a long battle, Natalie passed away this morning. She had a courageous battle. She passed away peacefully in her sleep, surrounded by loved ones, and our condolences are with the Willard family. You can help donate and support the effort and the things that will follow after Natalie's passing by going to GoFundMe.com/5NYEIA0. I encourage you to go to Natalie's page and follow it for updates as things continue to happen for that family. It's Team Natalie Dawn - Natalie's Fighters. Right now on the program, we have Mr. Taylor Duncan, and Taylor is the founder of Alternative Baseball, which is a nonprofit developmental baseball program for teens and adults with autism and special needs. The program is a true baseball experience where games are played using professional league rules. The program was founded in 2016. Taylor Duncan is a young baseball player and coach on the autism spectrum. Welcome to the program, Taylor.
How are you? Thanks for having me on your show today. I really appreciate the invitation. Happy to be here.
You're welcome, Taylor. I appreciate you bringing this to our area. And I know that you have alternative baseball in various places across the country. So I applaud you on your nonprofit success. Tell us about
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes. Tell us about alternative baseball, Taylor.
So alternative baseball provides a traditional baseball experience for teens and adults 15 and over with autism and other special needs. And we have our program to provide an outlet, an opportunity for those to gain the physical and the social skills for both inside the sport and outside the sport for everyday life.
And you started it, why?
Well, I was diagnosed on the autism spectrum myself when I was much younger. And when I was much younger, I faced a lot of preconceived ideas of what one with autism can and cannot accomplish as I got into my teen years. And earlier than that, I couldn't play traditional youth sports due to me having speech delays, sensory issues, anxiety issues. And then I faced a lot of preconceived ideas as I got older in my teens. So there weren't really many opportunities for me to play traditional sports where I live. In fact, I played one successful year of youth baseball in my hometown of Hiram, Georgia. And then the next year, a new coach came aboard, and it was like win at all costs. And basically, it wasn't about the development anymore that I learned the previous year that was so good for me. It was just that this guy was just all winning, 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 and not really enough on the development part. And I ended up getting cut because he thought I was too much of an injury risk to participate in any traditional youth sports. Yeah, I know. Boo.
Well, where's alternative baseball offered currently, Taylor?
Right. So we started in Metro Atlanta in 2016, and we just started expanding last May. Now we're setting up new clubs around Georgia, Alabama, and several other states, including Arizona, Washington State, Maryland, Virginia, Tennessee, some across the in Chattanooga and Cleveland. One in Jersey, a couple in Jersey City, and then several that we're trying to get up and going up in these other states that we're doing our best to get going in. And we're trying to find the players, and not only are we getting it going in Athens, but we're looking for a coach for the different parts of the greater Huntsville area. We want to get clubs across the Tennessee Valley area. Hey, we can go to any town up there.
That sounds...
We just need managers and coaches and volunteers to help us get it going, and we want to provide an area league for that new team in Athens.
And that's why we're here right now, is because I want to encourage people to find out more about alternative baseball, they can go to alternativebaseball.org, find out more about what's happening. I'm looking at the marks across Georgia and Tennessee where you've got little marks showing where teams are, and there's one right smack in the middle of North Alabama, and that's where you're trying to build right now across, as you say, the Tennessee Valley. How
Correct.
Can people contact and get in touch if they want to be an umpire, or they want to be a coach, or they want to volunteer just on a general basis?
Well, they can visit our website at alternativebaseball.org. They can click either the volunteer link, the umpire link, the expansion link if they want to coach, or if they're a player, they can click the join tab on the top right-hand side of the corner if you're on your PC. And you just fill out the forms, and I'll get back to you within 24 to 48 hours.
And for those who have just joined us, we're talking to Taylor Duncan. He is the founder of Alternative Baseball. What a great program and an opportunity for young people to have an opportunity to play baseball. And this is for children on the spectrum as well as other special needs, a great opportunity for them to be involved.
Oh, definitely, for sure. And we're excited to be up there. I recently took a trip doing media and just meeting the different members of the community up there, and everybody's just been so nice up there. And it's just, and the traffic's a lot better up there than it is in Atlanta, believe it or not.
Oh, I do believe it or not. And
so
I've been there.
So it's definitely a fun area to be up there, and I'm excited to bring this opportunity up there. Now, I do have another opportunity that we're hoping to open up to all of our markets, and that is our Alternative Baseball All-Star Game. In order for the players to qualify, they have to just attend 70% or more of the practices and games throughout the year. And if they achieve that 70% attendance requirement or more, they get to play in a game against professional baseball players every November.
Wow, that
is
incredible.
They play a nine-inning game, and it's like a stadium field where we have. It's like our biggest event, and we're working on rolling it out in our different markets. And we've had it in the Atlanta area the last 3 years.
That is awesome. Let me ask you a quick question, Taylor. We have a buddy of mine. His name's Brooks Givens, and he was named Announcer of the Year by the Athens Sportsplex here in Athens, Alabama. And he is on the spectrum. Do you need somebody up in the press box to call these games?
That'd be awesome, for sure. We'd love to have them.
I mentioned that to his mom the other day, so now that you've said that, I've got a green light, and I'm going to message her and tell her another opportunity.
Awesome. Hey, that's awesome, and I thought I'd tell something else, too. If you don't like to travel, we have a fantastic game setting up in September over here in Marietta, Georgia, where a national team of our players that we're getting from our various clubs are playing against a team of former big leaguers. Now, the All-Star game is where the teams are mixed. You have half pros, half are players. Well, this is going to step up the ante a couple of times more, and it's going to be a great experience. We've never had as many major league professionals as we are in this game. It's going to take place September the 14th, and you can find information on that on alternativebaseball.org, and we'd love to have y'all come by.
This is incredible. Well, Taylor, I'm so glad that you were able to join the show today and talk about alternative baseball and the opportunity that's coming here to North Alabama. Need players, need umpires, need coaches, need volunteers, and I encourage them to go to alternativebaseball.org. Thank you for founding this, buddy.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Very happy to be up there. We can't wait to get it going.
All right. I hope to get to meet you soon, Taylor.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it, sir.
All right, buddy. Take care. That was Taylor Duncan. He is the founder of Alternative Baseball. If you've been listening to this, pretty incredible opportunity coming to North Alabama. I want you to check out the website at alternativebaseball.org and find a way that you can plug into this organization. It's another opportunity for you to make a difference. Make a difference in a young person's life. It's hard to explain how receiving that award as Announcer of the Year for Brooks Givens, what that meant to him, and how it made his mother and his family feel for him to receive that and that recognition. So here's an opportunity coming to North Alabama. There's no shortage of things to do, I'll tell you that, folks, and this is just another one. I appreciate Taylor joining me today. When we come back during the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, I'm going to have my friends John and Bethany Campbell on the program. They're going to be talking about an special adoption effort that they are currently in, and they need your help. They need your support. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. So I hope you'll stick with me. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can sing a rainbow. We can sing a rainbow. Sing a rainbow too.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. This all-biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
If clean water for your family is important to you, give my friends at CDI a call and you can have your home's water tested and find out if you need a new water filtration system. For a small fee, you can have peace of mind knowing your family has clean water. If you need a water filtration system, CDI will even apply the fee to your new system. Give my friends at CDI a call at 256-679-8181 or check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com.
You know the drill.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Tiffin Motor Homes is a proud sponsor of The Mark White Show. Tiffin Motor Homes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorHomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motor Homes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Roughing it smoothly.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. Our new campus opens spring 2019. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown, because those dear and gentle people will never, ever let you down.
Welcome to the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I'm your host, Mark White. You are listening to The Mark White Show. I'd like to thank my friend Ashley Haley for connecting me with John and Bethany Campbell. This is the way it works, folks. Somebody knows somebody who needs something, and they know about The Mark White Show, and they reach out to me, and they let me know what they need. I try to help as much as I can to help in those efforts. And John and Bethany Campbell right now are in the middle of adoption effort. Hashtag bringing home baby Campbell. Welcome to the program, John and Bethany.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Glad to have you. We're looking forward to getting to talk to you about this adoption effort. You are a teacher at Bob Jones.
Yes.
And, of course, Bethany, you work at Athens State with me. I'm there part-time, but I see you around campus.
Yes, I work as an admissions advisor there.
Excellent. Let's talk about this effort, because a lot of people who want to adopt, they find out the expense that's associated with it. It's very expensive, and it takes a lot of people to make this happen for one family. And y'all found this out.
Absolutely. The cost can be anywhere from $35,000 to $50,000. And we have just been incredibly blessed with some individuals who have done all kinds of fundraisers for us. We have sold small clay gnomes. We've had a concert benefit. We've sold LuLaRoe. We've had a yard sale.
Two yard sales,
yes. So, and these are all things that people are donating items to us, or they're donating their time, their talents, and it's been really incredible.
Yeah.
So, John, when you see the support that people have rallied around your family because they know the desire that you both have to have a child of your own, how does it make you feel?
Blessed. We're very fortunate to have great friends that have been incredibly supportive of this process. It's a stressful process. There's a lot that goes into it, and it's been nice to have people that were openly supportive in various ways, whether it be fundraising or just, you know, talking about their own experiences with the adoption process. So it's been a blessed experience.
Well, and getting to the idea that you have a desire to adopt, some people adopt for various reasons. And in this particular situation, you were having struggles there with infertility. You're taking fertility tests, fertility treatment. And by 2018, you both decided that adoption was the answer for you both.
Absolutely. Early in our relationship, we had actually talked about adoption. We both had different connections to that. His father was actually adopted. And so we knew that was something that we wanted to do one day. We really expected it to come after we had had biological children. But we look back now at the struggles with infertility, and we just know that all of that time was truly just preparing us for moving into the adoption process. I think we both, our faith and just grew exponentially during that time. And I don't think we would have been able to come to the point of wanting to adopt or being able to step out and do so without that struggle.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm the product of an adoption too. I'm a second generation, as you are. Mm. My grandparents adopted three children. They couldn't have children themselves, so they adopted, and they adopted three. And so I'm a second generation from that. And when you looked at the cost associated with it, I don't know if that was something. At what point did you realize how much it was going to cost? I'm looking at some adoptions are $40,000 to $50,000. When did it hit you as to what the expense was going to be?
Actually, early on, I mean, when you start researching the process, and we started talking to friends, we have some friends from our running group in Decatur, Phil and Penny, and they kind of just took us out to dinner one night and had a nice long conversation about what we could expect in their process as well, what they went through. And it's a little bit different than what we're going through, because it's a different process now. But once we talked to them, we started looking into what we could expect. And and it's been pretty consistent with our process,
they've been in that range. So,
and there's even the home study that has to be done. Has that been completed?
Yes. We actually completed that in September, and I think it was October that it was finalized. We were really blessed with that too. That was just another one of those God things for us. We worked with Sarah Strength, and she's from Building Families Through Faith, I think. And she really made that process that was very scary for us. Allowing somebody into very personal parts of
right.
your life. Yeah. And she really just made it just very calm and peaceful. And so that was wonderful for
us. I'll just add to that. When you look at a home study and everything that goes into it, it's not just a person coming into your house and checking to see that you have
fire extinguisher
or baby proof things of that nature. But they really look into you as an individual. There's an FBI check, you know, local
finances.
It's very extensive, and so that was a daunting thing to be presented to us. And what was nice about it was that Sarah just, she almost made it easy. It was like we didn't expect it to go as smoothly as it did, and it was nice.
That's great. Well, and we want people to support your effort. And there is a GoFundMe page that has been organized, and it's gofundme.com/bringing-baby-campbell-home. When I say hyphen, that's also a dash. So bringing-baby-campbell-home, gofundme.com. I encourage you to go and check that. Right now, they're at $7,400, and their goal is $30,000. At what point do you start to know what child you're getting, where the child's from? What's the process for I know y'all are on the search now.
Yes. So the way it works is we work with a consultant, and she works with various adoption attorneys as well as agencies. When she has one that we meet the requirements for, because obviously these expectant mothers, they have sometimes specifications of what they're looking for their child. And so I just lost my train of thought.
No, we're talking about how to find a particular child, and you were referring to adoptive mothers.
So she sends those to us, and then we, along with other families, present to those. It can be anywhere from three couples that are showing to those birth mothers, or it's been as many as 50 sometimes. So right now, we're just waiting for the one that sees us as the right fit, and we believe that God's going to bring that one. Yeah,
a lot of faith goes into that. it's an interesting process too, because you know, putting yourself out there like that is kind of scary. Only because you want so much for a positive outcome, and it's hard to be patient in this situation. But every time you do it, there's always that, I guess, nervous tension that goes into whether it's like sticking a packet in a mailbox and sending it off to someone, or you know, going through Kristen and having her present us. And so it's been an interesting experience so far.
Well, I imagine, you know, are we good enough would be the question when they're doing a home study, or when you're being chosen for their child.
Yeah.
And so you're on the block, so to speak. And people are looking at you with a fine-tooth comb, and makes the process where it can be rather invasive, maybe in some ways, because we're not used to that until we want to do something like this. And then suddenly it's, wow, we're really having to go through a lot to do this. But because you want a baby so badly, you're willing to take these steps to help make this happen. And it does take money. And right now, you have listeners who know you. There are listeners who don't know you. In the couple of minutes we have left, what do you say to them about your family to encourage them to support your effort?
I think, you know, we both grew up in really loving homes, and we want to be able to pass that on to a child. And we have just a wonderful life that we really want to share with a child. And so that would be what I would say. You know, we want to be able to share our loving home.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's kind of what it's all about. You know, when you go into the process of trying to have a child, whether it be naturally or through adoption, I think that the end result, or the outcome that you're looking for, is to be able to mold someone and be that part of their life, like we had with our parents. You know, we want to be able to pass that on too.
And I get that, and I do encourage people to go to the GoFundMe, which is gofundme.com/bringing-baby-campbell-home. And you can also read John and Bethany Campbell's story by going to mystory.lifesongfororphans.org. You can search Bringing Home Baby Campbell, and you'll find out more about this effort. We will be praying for your family, John and Bethany, as you continue to go through this process.
Thank you so
Thank
much,
Thank you
Mark.
Very much, Mark.
Thank you for joining me on the show today. I appreciate all the people who've joined me today. Audrey Bugelstich. Audrey was with TAPS. Also, Taylor Duncan with Alternative Baseball. And then John and Bethany Campbell. I encourage you to support their effort. And I do want to once again say that this show today has been dedicated to the memory of Natalie Dawn Willard of Kingman, Arizona. She passed away this morning surrounded by those who loved her. And our condolences to the Willard family. This edition of The Mark White Show is dedicated to Natalie Dawn Willard. She fought neuroblastoma bravely and had great courage. She was surrounded by loved ones, and that does make our heart feel good. She passed away peacefully. Help the family out by going to GoFundMe.com/5NY, like New York, EIA0, and you can help that family as they face this difficult time together. Thank you for listening today to The Mark White Show. Follow me on Facebook at The Mark White Show. You'll get to see all kinds of opportunities there. You've been listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
If you see what's wrong and you try to make it right, you will be a part of life.
Huntsville's number